Evening, everyone. My name's Matt, and I'm an addict. Yeah, bit of nervousness, bit of fear going on right now. You know, it's my home group, and it's mad. I know so many of you, so many of my brothers and sisters here tonight. And it's not fear of looking stupid. It's more fear of, like, I want to carry a good message. Do you know what I mean? I'm passionate. I love this stuff. I love it. I have an amazing life for it today. I'm here to share about sponsorship and the vital ingredient for me to my recovery. You know what I mean? When all else fails type of stuff. I'm going to read a little bit out of the book. Some people they don't like it greatly, I don't know, but for me, I need to learn, I need to understand what is within this book. So when it comes to the time, and I have to present the steps, you know, to another man, I need to know what I'm doing, not just getting second-hand information that I've just heard in a room. But I need to go for on my own accord, you know. But there's a bit in the book, and it's Dr. Bob's Nightmare, and it's right towards the end, and I love it. It's an amazing, amazing passage, and it blows me away. And it says, that was June 10th, 1935. That was my last drink, as I write. Nearly 4 years have passed. The question which might naturally come into your mind would be, what did the man do or say that was different from what others had done or said? It must be remembered that I had to read a great deal and talk to everyone who knew or thought they knew anything about the subject of alcoholism or drug addiction. But this was a man who had experienced many years of frightful drinking and drug taking, who had had most of the drunkards and drug addicts' experiences known to man, but who had been cured by the very means that I had been trying to employ, that this is to say spiritual approach. He gave me information about the subject of alcoholism and drug addiction, which was undoubtedly helpful. Of far more importance was the fact that he was the first living human with whom I had ever talked, who knew what he was talking about in regard to alcoholism and drug addiction from actual experience. In other words, he talked my language. He knew all the answers, and certainly not because he had picked them up in his reading. It was most wonderfully blessing to be relieved of the terrible curse to which I was afflicted. My health is good, and I have regained my self-respect in the respect of my colleagues. My home life is ideal, and my business as good as it can be expected in these uncertain times. I spend a great deal of time passing on what I have learned for others who want it and need it badly, and I do it for four reasons. One, sense of duty. Two, it's a pleasure. Three, because in so doing, I am paying the debt to the man who took me to pass it on to me. And four, most importantly, because every time I do it, I take out a little bit more insurance for myself against a possible slip. Unlike most of the crowd, I did not get over my craving for liquor much during the first 2.5 years of abstinence. It was almost always on me, but at no time have I anywhere near yielding. I used to get terribly upset when I saw my friends drink and I knew I could not. But I schooled myself and believed that though I had once had the privilege, I had abused it so frightfully that it was withdrawn. So it doesn't behoove me to squawk about it. For after all, nobody had to throw me down and pour liquor or drugs down my throat. If you think you are an atheist or agnostic or sceptic or have any other form of intellectual pride which keeps you from accepting what is in this book, I feel sorry for you. Yeah, this is coming from the man, the quiet man, yeah? If you still think you are strong enough to beat the game alone, this is your affair. But if you really and truly want to quit drinking liquor for good and all sincerely feel that you must have some help, we know that we have an answer for you. It never fails. If you go about it with 1.5 zeal which you have put into your habit of showing when you were getting drunk or taking drugs. I love it. A beautiful reading, to be honest with y'all. And it just sort of breaks it down and just puts it down to a T for me. You know, there was a man when I was hopeless, a hopeless, pathetic drug addict of a human being that had no morals, you know, selfish, self-centred to the core. I came to these rooms and I heard stuff about getting a sponsor, and I heard stuff about getting the steps, and I heard stuff about why I was powerless. And it explained so much to me of what was wrong with me. So it told me, I was in these rooms and people used to share what the problem was. And they used to say what the solution is was getting a sponsor and working the steps and getting connected to that power. Yeah, and that's what I needed to do. And I knew that the misery and despair that I was living, I was going to do anything. I was ready to do it. And I did. And I didn't hang about. You know, I just went up to the guy and, you know, I said, look, will you sponsor me? You know, it took me about half hour to build up the courage in the meeting to do it. And he went, yeah, I'll take you through the steps. And I remember going back to the treatment centre because that's part of my story. And going, is he going to sponsor me? Or is he saying he's just going to take me through the steps? But what he meant was almost like temporary sponsoring me. You know, and this was a man that was, a shining beacon. You know, because us as sponsors, we're the torchbearers. It is our responsibility you know, to give this stuff away, because there was someone who done it for him. Do you know what I mean? So I didn't hang about, and I got on ball, and I was just doing as the man said, and as the man directed, and you know, and I'm here today still, you know, through sponsoring, through the man giving me the gift, thanks, through the man giving me a gift, and showing me a way to how to present what I had been given, how I got connected to that power, to God, however you want to see it, and giving me the ability to get rid of that terrible curse. You know, and the way I show my gratitude, and don't get me wrong, I write a gratitude list occasionally. the way I really express my gratitude to that individual is by doing what the man showed me. Yeah, and I remember, you know, the first time I did it, and I was a year clean and sober, and someone come up to me, and, you know, and he asked me, and it threw me, you know, like, I can't do it. And I remember going to my first sponsor, and I was going, oh, I ain't going to be able to do it to you, you know, because the geezer's phenomenal with this book. And he went, you're right, you ain't going to do it like me. He went, you could do it like you. Do you know what I mean? And, you know, I just didn't hang about with it. I just, well, okay, all right, let's do this. You know, no contempt to it, you know. And, I mean, I'm coming up nearly 3 years now, yeah? And don't get me wrong, this group, yeah, and I'm going to leave that to Rob, the home group stuff. I don't want to, like, steal the lines, Robert, eh? And, you know, this group is a massive, it is the foundation of my recovery, to tell you the truth. But sponsoring people is where I learn and where I grow within myself, within my spirit, within that connection to God, to that power that I know lies deep within me, yeah? And when I take people through the steps, you know, it reaffirms my understanding and my knowledge. And when I understand something, yeah, because I know they say knowing ain't enough, but listen, there is power within understanding and knowledge and knowing what I'm doing, you know? And I take them through the steps and I watch these individuals, you know, become shells. They were shells of human beings, and I watch them become men. You know, one's in the room tonight, and well, there's a few of them, to be honest, but I've seen him here with his little boy, and I remember he was just a crippled human being, you know, and it was my responsibility to show him the way out. And as soon as he knew the way out, I told him, you need to show others. You know what I mean? And I remember seeing the fear in him that I once had. Do you know what I mean? And, you know, it is our responsibility and our duty to sponsor. You know, I remember I was at the table the other day, and there's a few guys in the room, yeah, and I'm just going to say it, and I remember sitting at the table, and we're all having food, and there was about 10 of us there, but it was only 3 of us, really, that had sort of, I know it's not about clean time, but some substantial clean time, and was really involved. And I remember coming back in the car, and I went, Rob, did you realise, yeah, that it was only me, you, and the other guy that sponsored people, and it was only me, you, and the other guy that hasn't relapsed, do you know what I mean? And, you know, so that kind of speaks volumes for me. So that tells me that I have to continue to sponsor. You know, if I think I'm going to come in it, someone's going to show me a way out of the darkness and enlighten me into the sunlight. And believe me, I am in the sunlight, let me tell you. Cheers. You know, if they're going to do that, and I think that's going to happen, and I'm just going to come to a meeting and sit there, and fuck, you know, I'm deluded. Sorry, Graham. Anyway. You know what it is, listen. I'm not even going to lie, I do swear a lot outside the meeting, but you know what, like Mark said, I want to row in the same direction. I don't want to swear, you know, I want to be accountable, you know, to the rest of them, so I won't. Now listen, I get a passion for this stuff, man. I want to deliver it to you, I want to share it with you, because I know what it's given me. Do you know what I mean? It's a great understanding of myself. I grow within the steps myself, and then I watch my life develop. Do you know what I mean? I am accountable to society. I had my daughter back in my life. I have a mother that has the ability to call me son, a woman who I destroyed for many years. Yeah? Just by the man going, giving me the deal. The deal was, he said, listen, I'm going to take you through the steps, but when I've done it with you, you need to do it with someone else. And that's what I said, and that's what I did. And I still be sitting here. You know, so, you know, like, if you're new and you're not understanding, you're not quite sure what some of us are talking about with regards to the subjects with sponsoring and, you know, it's creating fear in you. It's okay. You know, I feel it now. I felt it then. It's all right, trust me. But listen, we can guarantee, I guarantee your recovery. If you do what I do, if you do what the others do in this room, you know, you will recover. And I just want to say, that's why I love this group, yeah? Because I know that every man and woman that's going to put their hands up, and I can see around me, there is depth and weight throughout, and you will not be misled. I know that, and I can guarantee that. You know, and that's why I love it, and that's why I come here, because this is what we do. We carry the message, and we will show you the way out. As I say, we are the torchbearers. So don't hesitate, don't balk. So I resist. I don't know, I might get the words in, I know what I'm talking about. But look, listen, don't resist. Just get on board. And I assure you, it will unfold before you. You have an amazing life. You will be rocketed into a fourth dimension. And you'll come back in a year's time and you go, wow, Matt, you was right, you know. And I'll leave it there. Thank you.